Life Audio.
The opportunity to read and study God's Word is one of the greatest privileges He's given us as His children. I'm so grateful for moments like this when we're blessed to be able to pause and spend a few minutes together reading the Scriptures. Before we begin our reading, let's take a quick second to hear from our sponsors, and then we'll jump right into today's chapter. You're listening to the Chapter a Day Audio Bible. I'm John Stonge, and today we're in Daniel chapter 10, and we'll be reading from the New English Translation. In the third year of King Cyrus of Persia, a message was revealed to Daniel, who was also called Belteshazzar. This message was true and concerned a great war. He understood the message and gained insight by the vision. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning for 3 whole weeks. I ate no choice food, no meat or wine came to my lips, nor did I anoint myself with oil until the end of those 3 weeks. On the 24th day of the first month, I was beside the great river, the Tigris. I looked up and saw a man clothed in linen. Around his waist was a belt made of gold from Uphaz. His body resembled yellow jasper, and his face had an appearance like lightning. His eyes were like blazing torches. His arms and feet had the gleam of polished bronze. His voice thundered forth like the sound of a large crowd. Only I, Daniel, saw the vision. The men who were with me did not see it. On the contrary, they were overcome with fright and ran away to hide. I alone was left to see this great vision. My strength drained from me, and my vigor disappeared. I was without energy. I listened to his voice, and as I did so, I fell into a trance-like sleep with my face to the ground. Then a hand touched me and set me on my hands and knees. He said to me, "Daniel, you are of great value. Understand the words that I am about to speak to you. So stand up, for I have now been sent to you." When he said this to me, I stood up, shaking. Then he said to me, "Don't be afraid, Daniel, for from the very first day you applied your mind to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard. I have come in response to your words. However, the prince of the kingdom of Persia was opposing me for 21 days, but Michael, one of the leading princes, came to help me, because I was left there with the kings of Persia. Now I have come to help you understand what will happen to your people in the latter days, for the vision pertains to future days." While he was saying this to me, I was flat on the ground and unable to speak. Then one who appeared to be a human being was touching my lips. I opened my mouth and started to speak, saying to the one who was standing before me, "Sir, due to the vision, anxiety has gripped me and I have no strength. How, sir, am I able to speak with you? My strength is gone and I am breathless." Then the one who appeared to be a human being touched me again and strengthened me. He said to me, "Don't be afraid, you who are valued. Peace be to you. Be strong. Be really strong." When he spoke to me, I was strengthened. I said, "Sir, you may speak now, for you have given me strength." He said, "Do you know why I have come to you? Now I am about to return to engage in battle with the prince of Persia. When I go, the prince of Greece is coming. However, I will first tell you what is written in a dependable book. There is no one who strengthens me against these princes except Michael, your prince." Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word and for the privilege of being able to look at it together today. And we thank you that as we look at this portion of Scripture, we can see that you answer prayer. And on Daniel's behalf, you were answering prayer, even though there was spiritual warfare going on all around, trying to impede the deliverance of the answer. But Lord, when we come before you and when we pray, you're delighted to hear us, and you answer prayers that are submitted before you with humility and with faith. So we're grateful for that example here. We're also grateful, Lord, for the fact that we can come boldly before your throne because of our relationship with you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, there are many things in this world that we do not understand, and there are certainly many things that Daniel would have said he did not understand. But one thing he knew, and one thing you've been revealing to us, is that you are the one with the answers, and you're the one who strengthens us, and you're the one who invites us to come before you, seek wisdom and direction from you, and then walk in it through each day of our lives in every context in which you place us. We thank you, Lord, for these blessings. We thank you for your presence with us. We commit ourselves to your care today, and we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hey, everybody, I'm Dale.
And I'm Tamara.
We're hosts of the Kainos Project podcast,
where we help you tackle ancient Christian truths in an everyday settings.
To learn more and subscribe, go to lifeaudio.com.